It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. I am Kim Munson. It is Wednesday. Welcome to the show. We've got a jam-packed hour for you. We promise that you're going to learn something, get those thinking caps on, and we're ready to go. Thrilled to have in studio with me my friend, a great partner, and that's Susan Kochevar with 88 Drive-In Theater. It's great to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
And you've written a really interesting piece about Edward Snowden, hero or villain. And so I can't wait to talk about that. And actually, you've done an op-ed, and it is at my website. That's Kim Munson. That's MONSON.com. So be sure and go to my website and check that out. So we'll talk about that in the third and fourth segment.
Sounds good.
Second segment, Justin Folk is the director of a movie that will be screened on November 1st out at the Highlands Ranch AMC 24 Theater. It is No Safe Spaces. Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, Jordan Peterson, to name a few, are in that show or in that movie. And so we'll talk with him about that. And then we'll talk with Kathleen Chandler just before we go into break today. We are starting something, Susan, about walk away from this whole building a better Colorado. It's a real hoax, and it's well-funded. It's well-organized. They initially were not the people behind the push to on Prop CC to take that first real bite out of Tabor. But they have jumped in full board on that. But I think that what's really in the crosshairs is just to get totally rid of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights next year, as well as possibly the Gallagher Amendment. And the Gallagher Amendment sets the level of property taxes in Colorado that 45% comes from residential, 55% comes from commercial. And so we're going to continue to shed light on that.
Good, yes.
Okay, so well, let's just jump in here. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. It is never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, or freedom via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, or unpredictable and excessive taxation. I'm going to slow down here. I've got so much I want to talk to you about, so I'll slow it down just a little bit. We see the socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, water, broadband, and data. And our founders realized that government should be very limited. It should do a very limited amount of things. And what isn't in their wheelhouse, they need to stay out of that and let the free and fair market do that. And so we need to push back on that. You see they take control of it. Then the next thing, the prices go up and the supply goes down. Steve, we see that they're going to try to take a bite at natural gas now. And that kind of torqued you this morning, didn't it?
It did. And I mean, it almost sounds like I'm making fun of it, but I'm not, because it's just another great illustration about how they will find the most inconceivable portion of your life to intrude on.
Well, you know, it was how to flush your toilet, and then it was light bulbs. And now this was from Western Wire, and it says, no more cooking with gas. The environmental activists are going after the appliances that consumers love. Can you believe it?
And heating your home. I mean, I heat with gas, a hot water system, but I also like to cook, and I love my gas cooked up.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're going to find a way to get in there. And again, in this particular article that Patty gave us, I don't see a suitable replacement being named. So,
are we
going to force everybody over to electric or what?
I don't know. I don't know. Do not know.
They went after fireplaces. It's insane.
It is insane. Washing your clothes in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then we had the bed bug infestation. And then once we started to wash our clothes again in hot, our sheets and our towels and things in hot water, I haven't heard that much about bed bugs anymore.
That's right.
So, okay, let's go ahead and move on here. Thank you, Steve. It's always good to see you behind the board, because if you weren't there, it would be a big problem.
it might be some dead air.
It might be some dead air. And thank you to Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie for keeping this train on the track. And to each of you listeners, thank you for listening. You're valued. You are treasured. And today, go out, strive for excellence, take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. And thank you to each of my partners that you will hear throughout the show. It's because of them that this show is on the air. I'm truly an entrepreneur. I buy my airtime, which is a great thing because I have full editorial control over this show. But that means that I have, have to have partners. And so, Susan, I really appreciate your partnership.
Appreciate everything you do, Kim.
88 Drive-In Theater. And so you're going to be closing on Thursday, depending on the snow tonight, right?
That's right. Yeah, it depends on how bad that weather is tomorrow. But okay. Last night of the season. And then we'll open again in April.
Okay. It'll be here before we know it.
I know.
So anyway, it's great to have you here. And my voter's guide is out. You can find that at kimmunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. In the spirit of the Federalist Papers, I went through and really tried to dissect these and gave you my reasons why you should vote no on CC and vote no on DD. And then on all of these local questions, whether or not it's a tax question on school board or these counties, 1A, 1A in Jeffco or 1A in Douglas County, if it starts with the words, without raising taxes, vote no. And if the ballot question, if you look deep within it, you see Article 10, Section 20. That is Tabor. That's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights in the Constitution. So they're trying to skirt around that. And so vote no on that.
I agree.
Okay. Website again, kimmunson.com. And you can email me, kim@kimmunson.com. Podcasts of the show are available there as well. And let's see. Let's go ahead. Oh, a couple of things here. If you need a reason to vote no on Proposition CC, we have hundreds of millions of reasons. They're all related to corporate welfare. If the state needs more money, why are tax incentives and credits, grants, et cetera, given to corporations? Now, Susan, we love business. We love free and fair business, but we do not like government picking winners and losers. And so if for the big companies, if it's beneficial for them to pay less in taxes or to get not have to adhere to all the rules and regulations, then it would be good for the little guy, too.
Absolutely.
And so that is why we are shedding light on this. And then the fact that on Prop CC, we have the question on whether or not the government, the politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties can keep our Tabor refunds forever. Mm-hmm. And I would say the answer is no. So the company that Patty is highlighting today, and she got this from the Colorado Tracker on Good Jobs First, is Woodward Governor. It's the world's oldest and largest independent designer and manufacturer and service provider of control systems and control system components for aircraft engines, industrial engines, and turbines, power generation, and mobile industrial equipment. Market cap is $6.57 billion. They received incentives, et cetera, in the amount of just over $8 million. So we started this about 2.5 weeks ago and have highlighted a corporation every day. And so adding to our previous total, the amount accepted by corporations given subsidies by Colorado state agencies is $202 million.
You know what I think people need to understand about those subsidies is that it makes an unlevel playing field for the little guy who's starting a business or has already been in business for a while. Those subsidies need to stop.
They really need to go. Mm-hmm. And so let's bring this down, lower taxes across the board, get rid of these rules and regulations that are onerous so that we can thrive and prosper. And it's the little guy, it's the mom and pop operation out there that is the vibrant middle class, and that's so unique about the American idea. So Kathleen's on the line. I got a couple of things. Because you're here, I was looking for movie star quotes. So I thought Frank Sinatra, and this one I thought was interesting. He said, "Don't hide your scars, they make you who you are."
Completely agree with that.
I thought of and then I have three jokes for you, Susan. Are you ready?
Yes,
okay.
Ready.
At the movie theater, a girl returning to her seat taps the shoulder of the man in the last seat in the row. She said, "Excuse me, but did I step on your toe on the way to the bathroom?" "As a matter of fact, you did," says the man, expecting an apology. "Oh, good," says the girl, "this is my row." And why did 18 blonde women go to the movie theater? Because it said under 17, not permitted. And the last one, my friend who works at the movie theater died yesterday. Funeral services are being held today at 4:25, 5:40, 7:10, and 9:45.
That's a great.
Thank you, Susan. And I think, Steve, I think you even I saw a chuckle out of you. Bah humbug. So, okay, Kathleen Chandler.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
It is great to have you here. You and I have been very concerned about this whole Building a Better Colorado. You and I both went to a couple of their meeting, or at least one meeting, where they bring people in to have a conversation about building a better Colorado, which we all love that. And actually, I would say, how about government get out of the way and let's build better Coloradans? How's that? You like that one?
That is a really good tagline.
But I think that I was troubled as I went to these meetings. They said they were nonpartisan. They were not going to take a position on issues. And we're just going to have a conversation about Colorado. But when I got there, I felt it was very manipulated, working towards a predetermined outcome. What say you, Kathleen?
Absolutely. The very first meeting I went to, I sat at a table, and they're supposed to be like a table host, you know, mm-hmm. and the table host, who I assumed would be a nonpartisan person, was not. And so just from the get-go, the table host was already saying, you know, that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights is really hampering government and, you know, just kind of almost taking over the table. And then I'm thinking, well, I thought this was supposed to be, like, come to a conclusion as a group, because this is the same group that also helped with, I believe, RFC long ago and other ballot initiatives, the one that raised the bar. So what they try to do is get consensus so that they can push forward an idea. Well, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights is fundamental to who we are as Coloradans. I mean, this allows us as citizens to vote on taxes. And also, if government gets too big, then we get to have that money returned to us. And so the idea that this is has to have some kind of a consensus of fixing it seemed a little bit dubious from the get-go. So even from the very first moment, I could see some bias. The meeting itself was run so fast, so quick, so predetermined that you almost felt like if I was to speak up, I would get booed or I would get shot down from the moderator, who happened to be Reese Brown, who consistently said, well, we're not trying to do this. We're not. Well, if you need to keep reminding me that you're not trying to do something, then perhaps you are.
Yes.
And so it just really infuriated me from the very first meeting. So I was actually, I have no idea, they must not have looked me up or known who I was, because I got invited to multiple additional meetings. And I made it seemed like every round you kind of got cut, you know. So did you make the next round? Did you make the next mm-hmm. round? Well, I made it all the way to the very end. And even at the very end, the discussion was extremely skewed. The questions were not questions I would have asked. So they weren't easily say, well, I don't really like the answer. And you had to choose. And you had to choose quickly. And so you ended up really, truly making a choice that was like, well, I think that might be what I want, but I'm not really sure. But you moved on. And it's just a disruptive kind of a feeling. But at the end, everybody was supposed to be happy because you came to a consensus. And it's like, well, but if I'm only given two choices and neither one of them I like, just because I chose one doesn't mean I'm consenting to that choice, because that's all you gave me. And I was very disappointed in the process and said so. So when they came out with the final report and they asked, I guess somewhat, we're going to, right, give your name to the yes on Prop CC people, because that's the conclusion we came to. And I said, well, no, that's not the conclusion I came to. And if you're going to do that, and you're going to give all these people's names to the yes on CC, assuming that we have, you know, signed on to this, then are you going to do the same for the no on CC group, which I happen to be part of? And absolutely emphatically said, no, we're not going to do that. You had this chance the entire time to hear the no on CC. And they've had every opportunity, and I thought, that is so deceptive and untrue. And so the entire program of Build a Better Colorado is very skewed. And then on top of it, Reese Brown, who is the moderator at every single one that I went to, is now on the speaking tour for the Yes on CC tour. He's been all over the state speaking on behalf of Build Better Colorado and the consensus that they feel they got from those that attended. And I removed my name from anything associated with that.
Well, Kathleen, I really appreciate you calling in and giving your take on this. We're actually going to have someone every day call in until Election Day to talk about what their experience was with Building a Better Colorado and this yes on Prop CC, which we are a no on Prop CC. I didn't mean to say that.
And we're a no on Prop CC because of very good reasons. Look, this money that you're taking from me and not returning to me that I am duly owned is not yours to say that you get to keep it because I supposedly willingly gave it to you. I mean, I look at it like this. I walk into McDonald's, I give a $10 bill for an $8 meal. The money I get back is not a refund, it's mine. And just because I willingly gave you the $10 bill doesn't mean you get to keep the $10 bill. If I had known it was only $8, I would have given you only $8 if I'd had correct change. But that's the way government works. They're deceptive in the way that they take in tax dollars. And then they assume because you gave it to them, you're willing to let them keep it.
Okay.
And I guess that's the idea behind this Build a Better Colorado. They think because we're at the meeting, we gave our consent. And that's not true.
Okay. Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for calling in. We need to go to break. I have Justin Folk on the line with No Safe Spaces. But, Kathleen, thank you so much. And we are going to keep you apprised.
Thank you, Kim, for all you do for the cause of liberty. You are an amazing worker.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen. So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Justin.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies.
Sorry.
And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Yeah. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Greenwood Village, Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today.
If you change your mind, take a chance.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we are having some great conversations. Thrilled to have in studio with me Susan Kochevar, owner of the historic 88 Drive-In Theater and a valued partner. It's
Thank
good
you.
To have you here. And on the line is Justin Folk. He is the director of a movie, a powerful movie that's coming out. It's going to be in Denver November 1st at the Highlands Ranch AMC Theaters. And the movie is No Safe Spaces. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about this. This is absolutely fascinating what you have done here.
Well, you know, I think we've made a very important film. And I think this country is in desperate need for a film like this. And I say that I really believe that. And, you know, Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager are the stars of this film, and they're great messengers. We've made a film about the importance of free speech. We've made a film about the importance of the individual in our country. And as we've seen on college campuses, And elsewhere within our society, whether social media, at your place of work, people are not afraid to speak their mind. That's what's going on in our country right now. And so we've made a film that addresses that.
Or they are afraid. They are afraid of speaking their mind, right? I think
that's what I meant to say. It's a little early in the morning, but that's what I meant to say. People are afraid of speaking their mind, depending on what your point of view is. And we made a film that is both, I think, eye-opening, but also very entertaining, and we're excited to bring it to Denver.
Now, it is really important that if, in fact, and you're opening in Phoenix very soon, right?
That's correct. We're actually opening in Phoenix this weekend on October 25th. And, you know, the strategy for a film like this, Kim, because Hollywood doesn't make films like this. They don't promote films like this. They like to ignore films like this as much as possible. And so the strategy, what we need to do is we need to have a big box office weekend in Phoenix this weekend and also in Denver the following weekend. And that will send a message. That will, send a shockwave across the industry. And what it'll do is it'll allow us to expand nationwide. And so it's very important that we do well in Phoenix and in Denver the following week. That's what we're trying to do.
You know, Justin, I think as Americans, we've gotten lazy and we've taken these freedoms for granted. In the first segment, we were just talking about that the environmentalists are coming after your gas cooking range now. It seems like that there's just all kinds of things that are happening that are taking away freedom, whether or not it's freedom to cook, freedom to speak, freedom to do what you want to do as an individual, of course, as a responsible individual. And every day, I think that we need to have a conversation, Susan. We need to do something to protect freedom. So here on November 1st, you can do something and go to this movie, support it. You're going to be entertained. You can get some popcorn and a Coke and have a really great evening. And you're actually doing something for freedom, Justin.
I agree, Kim. And, you know, you mentioned how our rights are under attack. And our very first right, our very first one, is the freedom of expression, freedom of speech. And all the other rights, I believe, fall after. If you can't say what you want to say, if you can't believe what you want to believe and speak about it and be an individual, you know, a lot of the other rights are basically meaningless at that point. If you can't get out there and really stand up for what you believe for and speak about it, then, we're in trouble. And This film, I think, is an eye-opener. I don't think people understand where we are right now in this country when it comes to this issue. People like to say they believe in freedom of speech. They like freedom of speech for themselves. They just don't like freedom of speech for you. And as we've seen unfold on college campuses, on Facebook, on Twitter, and social media, at places of work, you can see this happening in the corporate world. If you don't toe the line, if you don't say the right thing, you're in very real danger of losing your job or being kicked off wherever simply for saying what you believe. And that is not what our founders intended for us. And unfortunately, that's where we are right now.
Okay, Justin, what if I say something that hurts somebody else's feelings or if they're offended? What would you say to that?
I would say, so what? I would say you can't discuss ideas. You can't find solutions. You can't get to the root of any problem without discussing openly and taking the risk of actually offending somebody. I think it's inherent of what we do as people that we need to engage on this manner. And being offended is not any reason to limit someone else's speech.
Justin, you know, I was in a board meeting. This was probably over 20 years ago, and it was a professional women's group, and I was on the board. In fact, I was president for a while, and I was in the meeting, and this was one of the first times I ever heard somebody say that an idea offended them, and it kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I thought, now that's odd, because I think we're having we're discussing an idea. And there has to be intellectual honesty if we're actually going to discuss something. But so this has been a real movement. If you're familiar with the Overton window, where there's been, people toss something out and it gives a little ground, a little ground, a little ground. Well, we have gotten to a point, as you mentioned, that there's no safe spaces for the debate on intellectual ideas if somebody disagrees with them. So this movie is so important.
Well, thanks, Kim. I think you know, I think you're right, and I think it has shifted. And I think we're getting into a place where we really have to ask ourselves. I think there needs to be people to push back on this. I think the comedians actually are sort of the ones to do it first. I don't know if you've seen some of the things that have been happening recently, but I think the comedians are beginning to push back. We saw, you know, Dave Chappelle is a very famous comedian, very funny comedian. He had a special where he really hit back hard on some of this stuff. Another guy named Bill Burr is hitting back hard, and a number of others. Adam Carolla, of course, who's in our film, hitting back hard on this stuff because they know, as comedians, how could you possibly be funny? How could you possibly say what you want to? If you or how could you do your job as a comedian if you couldn't say what you want to say and risk offending somebody? So thankfully, I do believe there is gaining momentum for pushback here. I do think the comedians are leading the way, guys like Adam Carolla. But you know, a film like this will also help. I think a film like this will also give people permission to be like, you know what? No, I don't stand for this either. You know, this is what I believe. I believe for the, you know, freedom of speech and the rights of the individual, and that we don't all have to conform into one little box here. So I do believe there's a pushback happening, and I think the comedians are leading it, and movies like this will help too.
And Susan, you had a comment.
I do, yeah. Thanks for what you're doing as a movie owner. You know, all that choice and competition in different movies, you know, the small independent guys are so going to be so important going forward. And it's funny to watch all those strange antics coming out of Hollywood right now. We saw The Joker, which got massive pushback. Unfortunately, the studio didn't pull the picture. I mean, it impacts their bottom line tremendously. So as their art gets challenged in whatever production they've made and whatever weird take that the left puts on it and tries to shut the picture down, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them.
So, and on that note, Justin, we're getting jammed up a little bit on time here. So November 1st, out at the Highlands Ranch, AMC 24 will be the screening of No Safe Spaces. How can people buy tickets?
So they'll be showing the entire weekend at the AMC 24 in Highlands Ranch, and you can go to nosafespaces.com. That's nosafespaces.com. There is a link there for theaters. You can click that link. Tickets will be available, I believe, starting today. They'll be releasing tickets, and it's just important that we sell out that weekend. It's just important that we get everybody to the theater and spread the word on this film. And I guarantee you, I make this guarantee, you can come find me later if I don't come through on this, but I guarantee you'll be entertained. I guarantee you will enjoy the movie. And it's an important movie, and I think it's a conversation starter for this country.
Well, Justin Folk, thank you so much. And we're going to have you on again next week, but I'm going to get my ticket purchased. I'm going to be there. Do something for America. Go to that movie, No Safe Spaces. And you can go to nosafespaces.com to buy your ticket. And Justin, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to talk with Jason McBride. Jason, are you going to go to the movie on November 1st?
I am, and you know, you scooped me because I'm interviewing Justin later today for our podcast on Friday, so you beat me by 2 days. You know, I did that on purpose. I know you did.
You have to get up really early to get in front of me, Jason.
That's true, because you get up at like 3:30.
This is true. So, but hey, let's talk about, you have been talking about these Roth IRAs and just kind of the ins and outs of that. A question, is there a required minimum distribution on these things?
No, not on a Roth IRA. And that's one of the wonderful advantages on a regular IRA. When you turn the ripe old age of 70 and a half, they're going to make you start taking money out of the account whether you want to or not, and you get to pay taxes on those distributions, and it all counts as taxable income as well.
Okay, so and with Roth, you could just leave it there and until you really want to get to it, and maybe, again, that could be tax planning, which you take that out then, right?
That's right. Now, here's a quirk. With a Roth IRA, Kim, there is no required minimum distribution, but if you have the money in a Roth 401k, you do have to take a required minimum distribution, so most people will definitely roll over a Roth 401k to a Roth IRA before they turn 70 and a half to avoid that forced distribution out of the tax-free account.
Jason, all of this stuff makes my head spin. I am so glad that you and all your colleagues at Presidential Wealth Management stay on top of this. And now is the time for people to reach out to you to do a discovery session, because all this Roth stuff needs to be needs to happen before the end of the year, right?
Well, certainly, if you're looking to do a Roth conversion to get some of your money out of your tax-infested regular IRA into a wonderful tax-free Roth, while we're at some of the lowest tax rates in history, a conversion does have to happen by December 31st. So time's running out to decide if you want to do that between now and year end. But boy, with the tax rates this low, Kim, for a lot of folks, it's a get-out-of-tax-jail-free card, basically.
Makes a lot of sense. Susan, you had a question?
Just a quick question. Why December 31st? You can't convert anymore after that, ever? Is that
well,
why?
Well, no, you just can't convert for this year, Susan. And we don't know what tax rates will be in the future, but a lot of folks will want to convert a small piece each year to make sure they don't drive their tax rate up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so reach out to Jason. Natalie will be at the switchboard at Presidential Wealth Management at 7:30. That number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. And Jason, what is your website? Because these podcasts are so interesting, and people can get those there. What is that website?
Well, we've got a new one. Instead of the old chickspresidential.com, you can go to airpresidential.com. That's A-I-R, presidential.com.
Okay, and all those podcasts are there, and you said you're going to be talking with Justin later today then.
That's right, and that one should drop on Friday.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, I even know the words. It drops on Friday. That's what they say about a podcast, you know.
Yeah, you're doing great, Jason. So thanks so much. You have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show. Bye, Kim.
And when we come back, Susan Kochevar, it's always so fun to have you in studio. It goes way too quickly.
It does.
But you have done a really important piece that's at my on my website about Edward Snowden, and I'm going to find out if you think he's a hero or if he's a villain, so we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
Your speech, your beliefs, they're under threat. I know, because they've come for me. I'm Adam Carolla. They've also come for my friend Dennis Prager.
We're living in perilous times. If you dare to think for yourself, let alone say what you believe, the left will come to shut you down.
The protest has turned violent.
There's no free speech for fascists.
I want your job to be taken from you.
But we're fighting back. That's why we made No Safe Spaces, a movie about the dangerous threat to free speech in this country.
Get your tickets today to see No Safe Spaces, starring me and Adam Carolla.
Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. It won't be on Netflix or Amazon. You can only watch it at a theater. If you care about the future of America, see No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces is rated PG-13. For ticket information, go to nosafespaces.com. In theaters Friday, November 1st.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email Kim at KimMunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim at Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Let's have a conversation with Susan Kochevar. Susan, you have written a piece that's at my website, kimmunson.com, about Edward Snowden and his book, Permanent Record. And I'm really excited to have you in studio to talk about this. So great to have you here.
Thank you very much. I want to take a second to talk about Kathleen Chandler and that Build a Better Colorado, a couple of things that people ought to realize when they go to meetings like that. There's a technique that's called the Delphi technique, and that's used to bring people to a predetermined consensus. And they use specific questions that are worded in a specific way. So people kind of go, yeah, I think that's what I want, which is what Kathleen was explaining. When we were pushing back on single hauler trash in Westminster and in Arvada, we saw that technique brought in. They use people that are trained in that technique. And I'd also like to say that I think one of the reasons they perhaps kept Kathleen was because they could say it's a bipartisan or somebody attached to the Independence Institute. So I think her comments were really good. And also, I'm also a no on CC. I know a lot of people that can use, I think the amount of money that people would get back is about $250 each. I know a lot of people that can use that for groceries or housing.
Absolutely.
That's insane to keep their money.
And as Kathleen said, it's our money.
It's our money.
Yeah. And I'm a no on DD as well.
Have
Me
you
too. Taken? Okay.
Yeah. I looked at that also. First of all, anything that gets taxed, it's very difficult to get that tax back off, even if it does expand gambling, which I see some libertarians like it because it expands gambling. But also, it's very bad policy. Policy should not be used to, taxes should not be used to influence behavior as, you know, saying gambling's a bad thing and you shouldn't do it, so we're going to tax that industry. When they start targeting industries, you could be next. Exactly. Your industry's next.
You could be next. And obviously, and they're saying that this is for water and we need to address our water issues, but they're two separate issues.
Yes.
And so we need to, and actually, if you look at this and you go to my website and look at the voter's guide, water is like eight or nine things behind all of these other things that will get money before that. So it's really, I think, a bait and switch. So a no on CC and a no on DD. So, but let's jump in here to your piece that's at my website, kimmunson.com, Edward Snowden's Permanent Record. So let's go.
Yeah, this is interesting because this is someone who has been pretty much demonized in our society and been told, oh, you know, he's a traitor to our country and broke his oath and all this other stuff. And he's just a young guy. And when I saw his book was coming out last month on the 17th, I ordered it immediately. I always like to turn everything over on its head and look to see what's there. And I recommend everyone read this book. This is a young man who grew up in a time when computers were just, he grew up with computers. He grew up with technology and got very, very good at them. And 9/11 hit, and his family had been in national defense, his whole family, all his life. So he was really upset about 9/11. He went in, he joined the army, he got hurt, and so he was discharged and wanted to do something still. So he went into the intelligence community, got all his top security clearances and everything, and he got in and he was an analyst, and he was starting to, when you're an analyst, and especially at those days when you're young like that, you know more about how to work the technology than anybody else, and than the people who are charged with protecting our country. So he started looking around, and he could see that there was a cancer growing. They were collecting everybody's data, your telephones from your computers, all your pictures, everything. And, of course, they've built that big plant in Utah to store all that stuff. Snowden
so
says,
they is the government.
They is the government.
United States government.
Actually, the intelligence community, a lot of this stuff was even withheld from Congress, and there has been no public discussion about what's being collected and why and whether or not this constitutes a search of Americans, which it does, and he makes that point. So he gets in and he finds this, and
Was this a concerted effort? I mean, is that what he saw, that there's this effort by the intelligence community of the United States to be grabbing all this data?
Collect more and more data, and the worst part, he says, is entirely searchable. It's traced back to your IP address on your computer, back to your phone. If they have your phone number, your address, they can just type in your, you know, IP address from your computer and see all kinds of stuff. They can watch you in real time through your computer camera. And a lot of this has been known for some time. So he gets in and he sees all this stuff and he says, what do I do? You know, this is a huge Fourth Amendment violation. So he makes plans at definite risk to his life to expose it all and how to get this out. And so he finds Glenn Greenwald and another reporter, Laura, I can't remember her last name. He finds these people and he gets the information and downloads it. And he talks about how he does all that and encrypts it. And he talks about the importance of encryption, which is encryption is just mathematical codes that are put on top of your data so it can be scrambled. No one else can read it unless you have the appropriate key. And everyone should be doing this with their data. But he gets this out of the country. He goes to, interestingly, Hong Kong, where we see massive upheaval right now, meets with these people, gets the information out, and someone from WikiLeaks has to help get him out of Hong Kong and to another country. He was initially going to Ecuador, but the United States canceled his emergency visa for humanitarian reasons, and so he was stuck in Russia. So
he ended up in Russia then.
He ended up in Russia, and they, you know, met with him to see if he would turn over American secrets, and of course he would not. That okay. That was not what that was about. He wanted people to understand what the government was doing. And the most important part to know is it's not your actual data that they're looking for. What they're looking for is something called metadata, which is all the sort of like the edges of all the data that they collect, just to sort of through metadata, they can predetermine things about you, what your habits are. And why is that important? Because if for some reason someone in our government wanted to find you, they would look at your utilities and they could see, you know, yeah, they use this much water normally and, you know, plug in their phone at night at this time and recharge it and all these different things they can tell. And so suddenly if all that stops, they know you went somewhere else. So they can search your contacts and see who else has had an increase in utilities, perhaps, and find you that way. It's super creepy. And if you are skeptical about how much power these people have with this data, just look at your Facebook feed. Look at all the people that says, oh, do you know this person? How often do you recognize those people? For me, it's most of them.
Well, and it's also creepy. Sometimes I'll get in my car and my phone will say, you know, like 20 minutes to home.
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't know how that is really super creepy. Okay, now what, refresh my memory, kind of what years did all this happen?
About, 2012.
Okay, so he would have been in, all of this would have been, because I'm trying to connect the dots. So Bob Mueller was the head of the FBI, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the CIA, it was John Brennan.
And
James Clapper was...
Clapper was in there, too. He talks about Clapper flat out lying to Congress and saying that they weren't collecting the data. Oh, only you know, listening to Americans' conversations as it relates
to
or accidentally
terrorism.
Or just accidentally collecting it, and that's a flat lie. They're collecting everything.
Okay.
Everything. And we need to have a very public conversation right away about what they're collecting. They should not be able to collect this information, period. You know, when I was in a few weeks ago and we were talking about Hong Kong and what made Hong Kong so successful, the guy that took care of Hong Kong for Great Britain, his name was Cal Brithwaite, he said that the government should not be able to collect any information, period, because as soon as they do, they start to control it. And, of course, our founders agreed with that. We're not to be searched. Our papers and things are to be private. And that's not what's happening.
You know, and we had Heather Laudenpera on, and she'd actually done a piece that's on my website as well, where she said data is like the new oil.
Yes, it is.
And so... I can't quite get my brain around this. Susan, let's go to break. When we come back, let's continue regarding your piece that's at my website, Edward Snowden's Permanent Record. And my question to you is, hero or villain? We'll try to answer that by the end of the show. So this is Kim Munson. We'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older.
it is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You only have a few days left for three scary movies under the stars. The 88 Drive-In Theater will close for the season Thursday, October 24th. So get there now. Open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. See an independent film that takes place in a drive-in theater. 47 hours, rated R, followed by Joker and Rambo Last Blood. Admission is only $9 per person and includes all three features. Get directions now at 88drivein.net.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show, and we are having a conversation with Susan Kochevar about this really important piece on Edward Snowden. I think I kind of was a little concerned about this, but you're really bringing attention to this. So you're reading his book, Permanent Record, and you're talking about, you know, it was probably under Bob Mueller, James Comey, James Clapper, and John Brennan. You know, that was all that whole intelligence thing. And you said that this has that this could actually compromise almost anybody.
Yeah. So in the between the time I wrote the piece and just sort of thinking about this, what this actually means is that our entire government is compromised. If they can get, if you can just search information on anybody or people that they're connected to, and then you bring that information to them and you say, listen, you either do such and such or I'm going to release this. So everybody's been compromised in this way, unless you're squeaky clean. And
Nobody's everybody has
clean.
some skeleton in the
After
closet.
After looking at data, that's what Snowden says about everybody. Everybody has something to hide. Goodness. So we saw the Obamacare decision with Justice Roberts, and people said he looked in the morning all disheveled and like he'd been crying all night. Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
That he got a little visit in the middle of the night or something.
Some kind of visit or some kind of threat. And it doesn't have to be him. It could be somebody in his family. You just do not know what they can come out with. And, of course, they spin stuff, too. So we are in a very rough spot, and a very dangerous spot, and need to start having serious discussions about this. You know, you're asking me if I thought Edward Snowden was a hero. Yes, he is. He says that there was only ever one oath he swore allegiance to, and that was the Constitution. In fact, he says the fact that there was some other intelligence community oath is just spin. And he says in his book, you know, he talks about in 2012 Constitution Day, and he used to carry constitutions with him. And he says, talks about the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is a young man who understands that Constitution, and he realized that the oath that he took was to that Constitution, and what he did was to help the American people understand that we have been seriously compromised.
You know, it's interesting that you would say that. I kind of was just watching this peripherally. I remember I was, I think I was at a city council meeting when this came up, and somebody was talking about that he was a real villain. And I kind of, you know, thought about it, and I'm like, I'm not sure that that's true. And I hadn't really thought about it again until you did this piece. But when you just read the Constitution there, was it not astounding that when the founders put that together and they put "and effects," Mm-hmm. So they knew, looking into the future, that they didn't know what the future might look like. But that, in essence, I think, has brought us to the technology age, and how brilliant of them to do that.
It was. They were so brilliant. And we saw in Congress that these people are not technologically literate enough to understand what's going on and even ask the right questions. We saw questions being asked of Facebook owner Mark Zuckerberg, things like, well, how do you make your money? They didn't even, he's like, well, I sell advertising. They don't even understand how the technology works. There was only one or two people that asked the right questions, such as, well, who owns the information? And that is also very important. And it's one thing for the information to be with a private company. It's another thing for the government to be getting into it, which is what they have done with Facebook, with your phone records, that, you know, trying to get computer companies to put back doors into the encryption.
It seems like I remember the Obama administration was asking phone companies for information, right? Do you remember that? Okay.
Yes, and the owner of Apple would not put that back door in his telephone so that people could get in and get their, they'd have to get a warrant, so the government would have to get a warrant. Those warrants are super important.
Well, and just this also goes to these red flag laws, red flag law that we have here in Colorado. The reason why that is not a good idea is because it's unwarranted search and seizure.
Yes.
And so just because somebody says something about another person, law enforcement can come to your home, they can go through your stuff and looking for your firearms. And so that is really unreasonable search and seizure and no due process as well.
No due process, right.
Okay, Donald Trump. Well, let's mention one other thing. You have this in your piece. Cheryl Atkinson, she's been on the show several times. And she had was targeted by the Obama administration because she was looking into Benghazi. And I asked her, and she said one night she was sitting there on her computer, and she did not have her hand on her cursor, and it was moving around. So it was their way of saying, hey, we're watching you.
It was deleting information. So, you know, if you doubt what Snowden has to say, you just have to look around. The evidence is out there. And not only that, but... according to Glenn Beck, the Homeland Security has had the ability to get into people's computers for at least 10 years. So what are they doing now? What are they doing in the, I think, 8 years that Edward Snowden has been in exile in Russia? What can they do now?
Okay, so then this is one of the reasons why the rats are going crazy in Washington, because Donald Trump came in and he's raining on their parade, right?
Exactly. Putting a halt to, that's why it's so important for him to start cutting back that regulation and putting some stop gaps in there in every direction so that, boy, we can't be taken over.
So there's been, I mean, it's been years that this whole, I used to think when they said deep state, I used to think, chin hat.
Yeah.
I'm not so convinced anymore because it looks to me like the rats on the ship know that if he gets another 4 years, that all this stuff that they've been doing for all this time is at risk. And so when Donald Trump looks into the camera and says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you.
Yes.
I think it's true.
He knows what he's talking about. Yeah. It might look, his antics might look silly to us because we probably can't see and aren't privy to all of those security briefings. But I think there's a method to his madness.
Yeah. Okay. So let's finish out here. On this piece, I think you're making the case that Edward Snowden is a hero. And so what has happened to him now? You said that he's in Russia. Now, how did he went to Hong Kong and tried to get to Ecuador. And how did he get to Russia?
Yeah, he went to Hong Kong to get the information out to the journalists, which he did. Glenn Greenwald was one of them when that all broke. And he tried to then go to Ecuador because they would not extradite him. So he gets a special sort of passport, and he flies, has to go to Russia, through Russia, then a couple other stops to Ecuador. But the U.S. stops him. Actually, he says John Kerry. And he's also come out and said Joe Biden has something to do with that, too, interestingly enough. But he gets stuck in Russia, and he's stuck in the airport there for 40 days, he says. And it was getting to be a big circus. And the Russians asked him if he was going to, you know, compromise his country. And he said, no, I'm not giving you any information. So he was becoming such a big circus, they let him stay in Russia, which is where he is now. His girlfriend, who was purported in the media to be a stripper, was not. She's just a regular good person. She went to Russia to visit him. They're since married, and he is living there, and he has started a foundation, Freedom of the Press Foundation, to continue to push back and get information out. The other really sad thing to me is, you know, the people who helped him, Julian Assange people. Julian Assange is in England right now in prison, and they have done bad things to him, I think. And he has also been maligned, but I think he is also a champion for truth and has released a lot of stuff that our government was doing, specifically Hillary Clinton. So these people are heroes. And I think I would encourage people to take a better look at them. These people who, they certainly, Assange is not an American citizen, but certainly Edward Snowden is. He took his oath very seriously, and it is my hope that there are other young people in the intelligence community that also take their oath seriously. Some people can't be compromised or turned or just look at it and say, yeah, but what can I do? And so it's my hope that those people will put in some back doors for us.
One person doing one thing
can
get this turned around. And so this next election is so important.
Critical.
It is so important for America. So Susan Kochevar, thank you so much. That piece is at my website, Kim Munson. That's MUNSON.com. I greatly appreciate your partnership with 88 Drive-In Theater. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Okay, Frank Sinatra, he said, people who make a living off other people's fortunes or misfortunes are parasites. So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.